Hi, it's Kalia,
IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling, and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Six Figure Certified Coach. I'm your host, Liv Chapman. And today we have a special guest, Amanda DiNardo. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
I know, me too. I was talking a couple weeks ago about my chance encounter with Phoebe, who was on the podcast, and I actually met Amanda through Phoebe in another divine interaction. And I just want to preface this episode with saying, like, if you're starting a business, if you're in business, just make all the connections you can get because you just don't know. And we were chatting before we started recording, and it's like we have so many things that are just like in common in our lives and so many ways to connect and so many ideas and possibilities. And so, you know, I'm going to make Amanda share about herself and some of the behind the scenes stories of her success, of course. But I also do think that this is such a good example of, you know, being open and open to possibility and, you know, talking to people and connecting and sharing about what you do. Because once we connected that first time, I think I was in my car office that day. I was like, oh my God, there's so much synergy here and so much synchronicity. Like, we have to do something. So.
Isn't that so true? Yeah, but that's...
I know you have... She has a coaching business. She's a certified coach. You have a podcast. I really want to talk about high-value woman. So tell us about yourself.
Well, first of all, I'm so with you about connecting as women. Like, we have such a collective journey just in our shared experience as women. But then those individual journeys that overlap and allow for that vulnerability just to break down barriers. I think that's so important. And we don't do that as women. And that's actually something that I think with the High Value Woman event that I've co-founded with my other partner, Ashley, I think we've found a need there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you said something too. It's like, if we have to be vulnerable to create connection too. And so I do feel like the more you're willing to say, like, here's my story, here's what's really going on, other people are like, oh my God, great. So she's not perfect either. And we can just like be imperfect together. And that's such a nice thing. So Amanda's, like I said, she's a certified coach. She has her coaching company, a coaching school.
Yep.
And then you also have this, initiative or company or organization called High Value Woman. And so I definitely want to touch on both of those. But before we get into all of that and invite every single person listening to this to one of your upcoming events, what was happening before you went into business for yourself?
Well, I think this connects nicely to just that vulnerability and sharing our stories, because women see me now and they're like, oh, Amanda must have had this peachy life. She's so bubbly and she's so welcoming. And I am, because I'm a coach, right? I see people's hearts. I know the humanness. I know that every single person that I encounter has caught some pain.
Yep.
And they have some default thoughts and some safe behaviors, right? All of the things. So of course I just want to like snuggle you, right?
I know. If you're only listening to this and not watching too, you have to go to the YouTube and watch Amanda, because she also has this bright red lipstick on and she is just so bubbly and loving. And yes, I would assume you had the perfect life, but clearly I think you're telling us you didn't.
clearly not. No, no. But I do, my, and for everybody listening, I would love for everyone just to Google the meaning of their name, right? Just start there. Like, I truly believe that it's not a coincidence the way we, the names that our parents gave us when we were born. My name means worthy of love. And yeah, it's so beautiful. I had a plaque on my wall as a kid, and it had like the Latin, or I don't know, the Latin meaning. Anyways, yeah. I really think it's my mission to help people, and I think so much of my journey has allowed me to really see how that's unfolded so beautifully. I grew up in a home where there was domestic violence and alcoholism and substance use, and I was the oldest, so I really protected my siblings. From all of that, I would be the one calling the police. I mean, they'd be at our house at 3 a.m. and I would get everyone ready for school and right, put the smile on my face. So it's definitely lent itself to that strong, that strong woman ego, which serves me until it doesn't. But
well, yeah,
it's really allowed me to see people for who they are and support them. Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah. Before I started my business, I was a school counselor with kids and families. So talk about just really being in that service journey of supporting others. And
so many women come to coaching from like, I mean, you know, I was a teacher for years, but so many women come to coaching from, you know, mental health professions, counseling, teaching, nursing. Like, are we just meant to save the world? I don't know. I think so.
I think there's some meaning in your name that's destined you to be there.
It actually means like bringer of peace. And I'm like, you said something like it serves you well until it doesn't. And I'm like, yep, that's true. Like I like to keep the peace, but it also the dark side of that, like the shadow side, which I think exists in almost anything, right? Like toxic positivity and all of that. Is like I often, especially as a kid, like did not stand up for myself and was not very assertive and had no boundaries because I wanted to keep everyone else around me happy. And unfortunately, that also has played into some adult relationships too. But
yeah, yeah. I'm with you though. I think the worthy of love, like I almost get so self-righteous that the judgment starts to creep in or the shaming starts to creep in. And that doesn't serve me in my life and my relationships. So
yeah.
Our sneaky brain. So yeah, now I support women through my coaching school with my individual clients. I help them get unblocked and unstuck from that crazy lady brain that we all have, that ego identity that like you said, like we were saying, shows up and serves us until it doesn't.
Exactly. And so your school is the Simply Impeccable Coaching School, and your students come to you for coaching,
right? Yeah.
So they come to like work through their own blocks, shift something in their life. Like what kind of women are working with you? Like what are they coming for?
I have ambitious women that come mm-hmm. to me that have the vision, but seem to still keep falling into those same patterns and they're not seeing the results. And then they're judging those lackluster results and making themselves right. bad. So really just getting them unstuck. But again, that work transcends to all areas. That's why it's so funny. People will ask me like, why do you call yourself a life coach? Do you think you're an expert on my life?
No, we think you are, but we're going to help you see that.
Right? I'm like, no, my job is to help coach your brain so that you can yeah. maximize your life and really create this impeccable life that you are blocking yourself from.
How do you go from like working with, I mean, I know for myself, but I think people would want to know this. Like, so you work with kids, you're in the school district, you're a mental health professional or counselor, right? How do you say like, okay, I actually think my gifts would be better, you know, in a different career? Like, how did you get to now working with ambitious women? Like, how does that happen?
How does that happen, actually? It's crazy. I loved my job working with kids and families. Loved it. It was so beautiful to see the relationships. And I did a girls group with girls. They thought it was the best thing ever. It was just a vulnerable space for them to check the limiting beliefs that society puts on us as women. So I loved my job. If I were to, like, I could have never predicted this, that I would be coaching women today. Yeah. But I was nudged. I was nudged to step out of that comfort zone, I think. And
what were you nudged by? Look, I'm just like prying today. It's Valentine's Day. You're not going to listen to this on Valentine's Day, but we are recording on Valentine's Day. And I'm like, we have to go deeper in service of love. What was the nudge? Like, I mean, like, I'm happy to share mine, and I actually know it's very similar to yours, but I think a lot of people, like, take themselves out of the game. Like, they get a nudge, and they can't really figure it out, or they don't really know what to do with it. And so I always like to give, like, actual examples. Like, what was it? Like, did you talk to someone? Did you meet someone? Did you watch a YouTube video? Like, how do you know?
Isn't it so crazy? I truly believe whatever's meant for us comes to us in the smallest ways, yeah. If you're paying attention. So after I had my son, I started doing a workout program. And within that program, there was like, you know, empowering coaches, right? Like, hey, rah, rah, like get your workout in, make sure you, and there was a lot of inspirational quotes. I'm like, I could do this like yeah. better than you. Yeah. That self-righteous place, right? So I tried it out. So I stepped into that. I stepped into the discomfort of having to post on social media, right? Like mm-hmm. busting through that fear of judgment. Here's my result from my, you know, fitness journey, and I want to help you. And that led to me finding a couple mentors in the coaching space, life coaching space. Mm-hmm. And once I heard they were making millions, I was like, yep, sign me up.
Oh my God, Liv, people are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you just kind of followed the signs too. You were like, ooh, I like this. I'm going to keep going down this path. And I think that's how it often works. Like we talk to a lot of people that obviously want to become coaches, and I was telling you, like, we hosted this big open house last night, and a lot of people were asking in the comments, like, how do you figure out, like, what kind of coaching you want to do? How do you, you know, choose a niche? And, you know, Katie and I often say, like, you coach to a need, not a niche. Like, if you really think about it, you're running a business. It has to solve a problem, right? And usually a problem is that people will pay for is something they need. Now, I can justify needing quite a few things that do I technically need? No, such as all the Botox in my face. However, you still, like, it has to be something that people need. So I guess my point that I'm making is, like, and what I said last night is sometimes you don't have to know the whole path. You just have to commit and figure out the how as you go. Like, I think this probably started for you working with kids and, you know, developing the program for teen girls. And I literally did the same thing. That's what I was doing on the side, were these workshops for teen girls. And what I realized in doing that, I was like, I think I got to get the mommies in here. I was like, I want to work with them, but I need their moms to come too. Because in the community that I was in, it was very mother run. Like, the moms were running everything. And I'm like, if we could get this translated to the mother, who's really the central focus of many of the families, I was like, this is going to change people's lives even faster. And that's kind of how one thing led to another. And I started coaching and just kept following the path. And now I feel like, I mean, I would probably say, like, over half, if not close to 100% of our students are moms, and a lot of, or becoming moms or single moms, or, you know, and I'm like, I feel like it has all kind of come together, but I didn't have a plan either.
I didn't either. And I had just had my son. My daughter was 3 years old, right? There was some pain in my life leading up to that point. My dad had suddenly died and my sister was using substances and we were trying to get her help, right? So again, mm-hmm. why did this fall into my lap? Why was I being nudged? But for everyone listening, when you think about anywhere that you've landed in your life, any goal you've achieved, when you look back, you can, like, so clearly see how the puzzle kind of was all pieced together. Do you feel that way?
Yes, but you never could have predicted it. And that's why it's like, I don't know, 10 years ago, if someone was like, just quit your job and commit and like figure it out as you go, I would be like, and I was like, no, I need like a more of a plan. And I think the plan created comfort in me, but the plan revealed itself in ways that I never could have put down on paper. And I think you have to trust that like divine calling that like, you know, one of the things, oh my God, I'm going to mess up the quote, but like, one of our trainers said, your desire is the greatest sign. And it's like, if you want to do something, if you feel something, it's like that vision isn't going anywhere. And I think that's the part that like scares me the most. It's like, I cannot stop. Like it's, I stay up at night still thinking about like all of the things I want to create and the connections and the relationships. And like, it's like so clear and I have no fucking clue how I'm going to do it. I just wake up and do it. Right. But it's like, once you have that vision and you really like fall in love with it, the how just continues to reveal itself. I feel like it revealed itself in our connection in a new way.
Oh my gosh. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. I just even think about my coaching school. Like a year ago, it was non-existent, a podcast, you know, like I thought I was going to write a book. So amazing. And I find this so often, and I don't know if you see this with the women that you coach through your certification program, but we block the blessings. We block the nudge. We're like, no, that's not for me.
I hate that for us. Yeah.
So I have women that do that. Like, one of my clients, she's like, well, you know, my business is great right now. Why do I want more? But see how we rationalize?
Yeah.
And we make these sneaky excuses. Oh, well, I'm already good here. I don't want the other shoe to drop if I like start reaching for more. Really? You just don't want to step into the discomfort.
Right. I think that's also it too. It's like, it is a little bit of baby steps. I am a fan of taking baby steps and like jumping ever so slightly and then realizing you can do it. But the other thing is like, I always ask people, I'm like, have you quit on yourself before? Like, if there's something you really wanted to do, did you make it happen for yourself? And I'm like, that highest self isn't going anywhere. It's not jumping ship just because you're taking on a new challenge or you're taking on a new opportunity. Like you are still you. And we have to just practice trusting ourselves. I feel like you must have that conversation with your students all the time.
All the time, the trust, right? Because we want to fall back into that indecision and confusion. Because that feels safe, right? Then if I don't have to decide, I get to just sit right here. Meanwhile, you're literally living in discomfort versus just stepping into the discomfort.
Exactly. And I don't know if I'm not the only one who feels this way, but I am just in this like, life is too precious. Life is too precious. I can't even go on social media. Like, I mean, I do, clearly. You're probably watching this because of something I shared. But it's like astounding how much like pain and death and tragedy and everything. And I'm like, oh my God, how do we sit still? And I'm not saying don't rest. I will
rest,
you know, like on the Lord's day, one day a week, that's it. But like, I just feel like it's like life is too short. Life is too precious. Like if not now, when?
Oh my gosh, Liz, that was my anchor thought at starting this business.
What's an anchor thought? I mean, I can surmise, but tell us.
So think about like the waves are crashing and you are just anchored in this thought. So no matter what good and bad of life's showing up, which, right? Like life's not happening to us or at us. It's happening. We're all going to catch the good and the bad of life, right? I tell my clients, you could be the most attractive, wealthy, talented person. You are going to feel pain and heartbreak and failure and embarrassment, right?
Not fair.
Not fair. Yeah. We want to judge all of that. But like when you're anchored in a thought that serves you, you are going to be propelled to feel at least better to take action versus inaction.
Yeah.
So my anchor thought was, if not you, then who? Like that would piss me off so bad. Like if not me, someone else is going to steal my dream. It would piss me off.
Well, I think that's so interesting. And it's like one of those things that just can kind of ground you back into the moment because our minds, like we're human, like they're going to get away from us. There's going to be some days where you're like, I don't even know what's going on. This is really hard. I mean, I remember the first few months into going into business for myself. I found out I was pregnant. That was unexpected. And then I was like, oh my God, it's game on. But I do remember there were some hard days where I would find myself opening a new tab on my computer and Googling like teaching jobs or be a substitute teacher. And I remember Katie saying to me, she was like, why don't you just take plan B off the table? Like it doesn't exist anymore. And she was like, instead of spending, you know, 50% of your energy worried, just pretend there's no worry. Just like try that on. Like try on that this is your destiny and that this is what you're supposed to do. And I really remember that. Like, maybe my anchor thought was there is no plan B. I don't think I would have called it an anchor thought then, but it would kind of stream, like play through my mind on a regular basis.
And that's how we create our lives, truly, is anchoring in some of these thoughts that everyone listening is doing all day long. It's just doing it so much on purpose that you start to see those results faster. So even when I'm in the fetal position on the floor.
Did you send that over? That's now the shareable image for this episode.
Sucking my thumb. No. Yeah. Even on those days, right? I'm still stacking on those next level thoughts so that I really start to see the results and all the evidence. Even again, when we don't necessarily see it in our reality, right?
Do you think your purpose in life is to create invoices or remind your clients that they have more appointments to schedule? Not at all. You're a coach because you love creating transformation for your clients, and that's why you need to check out Paperbell. Paperbell powers your online coaching business, payments, appointments, contract signing, client management, and more. It's so simple to use and it'll give you so much relief and ease in your coaching practice. You just send your clients one link, and Paperbell does all of the admin and onboarding. Your client pays you, they sign the contract, they self-schedule their appointments, and you can even add an intake survey or deliver a welcome packet. Paperbell does it all. It's like having a VA that's there 24/7. And it's so quick and intuitive to set up, even if you're not tech savvy. Paperbell is a one-stop shop that does all of the boring admin stuff so you don't have to. Get started with a free account at paperbell.com/podcast.
Yeah, I think if you're listening to this too, it's like, what are those kind of quotes or thoughts that are always going through your mind? Like, I remember I was really big into this Diane von Furstenberg quote too when I started, which was like, oh my God, I'm so big on it that I forgot what it is. But it was basically about if you want to give everything to yourself, like be the woman that has it all or something like that. I'm really paraphrasing this poorly, but I would think that all the time because I would often exempt myself. I'd be like, oh no, she can do that or he can do that or they can do that. But because of where I came from or because of my circumstances, I'm not going to be able to have that kind of success. And I really, it took a lot of relearning or unlearning. And I think when you come from, I also came from a lot of abuse and alcoholism in my family home and was the second oldest of, you know, three little brothers and taking care of them and taking kind of this role on at such a young age where you're just confused. I think you're confused. You have a bad understanding of what commitment and love looks like. And I think it makes us grow up thinking that something's wrong with us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think in my home, like it wasn't talked about the next day. I'm like, did we forget what just happened last night?
We would pretend nothing happened. Oh my God. Okay. We didn't know that was the same. But I remember going to church and I'd be like, these people, like my whole family sitting around me, are insane. Everyone thinks we're normal. They have no idea what happened in this house last night. And I'm sitting there trying to pretend everything's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you put on that mask and it becomes this armor to protect you from.
It's almost like we became these little like cave of secrets. Huh.
And then
you're going to have to do a coaching
session. I'll coach
you. You're getting a lot is coming through. That's what excellent coaching does.
Thank you. Wonderful. It's so true, right? Getting curious.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, why did we pretend like nothing happened the night before? Why?
I know. Now I just like to make a big deal out of everything. I'm like, you said that in the wrong tone. We're going to talk about it. I was talking to this person that I'm sort of in a relationship with. I don't know how else to say it. But he's like, God, we just talked about the same little thing for 2.5 hours. I said, I know, I feel so much better. He's like, what? But I think because of, you know, how we grew up and being silenced, and whether you came from a, you know, challenging home or something else, women have felt this way forever. Like, speaking up and saying how we feel has been a risky business. Mm-hmm. And now we create these platforms, and I'm trying to segue too a little bit into the high value woman, but it sounds like your experience growing up was rough, right? As many women experience. And now it's like you've done this whole 180 into this place of such deep worthiness that you're equipped to now share that with other women and help them create that for themselves, which I'm really curious about, because I am getting comfortable with the term high value woman.
Girl, you should. Every woman should, right?
I'm in the baby steps of that.
Baby steps. Okay. Tell
us about it so we can all come.
So the mission behind the high value woman is really to create that space where women not only feel like they can tap into that passion and purpose, but also step into that discomfort so that they can progress. So we create that space of vulnerability. I mean, I was talking to my co-founder, I'm like, when this blows up, I still want to be standing at the door, hugging every woman that walks in.
Yes.
It is safe for you to walk in here. Like, put your guard down, connect with other women, get a little uncomfortable because we don't do this, and enjoy, right? So we create this space where you get to enjoy and be vulnerable. Our speakers share their story, their deep testimonies. Mm-hmm. Like, that breaks down so many barriers. That opens up floodgates of women sharing and you know, connecting with one another, which is so powerful. And then and within our breakout sessions, we offer some tangible and intangible tools and knowledge so that you're actually taking something away so that you can really launch yourself into whatever's next, that higher version of you that you've kind of like buried.
Yeah. I really like that too, because I mean, we've probably all gone to, you know, many events and we like are so fired up. We feel so good. And then you go home and you're like, wait, now what? And so I always can tell when like a counselor or a teacher creates a program, because it's like you prepare them to keep, you know, carry it forth, not like homework, but maybe, but like actual things that you can implement in your life.
Yeah. I used to go to conferences and I'm like, what did I just get from this? Right. So that was the vision, obviously, in creating the sessions. And the value is that we want women to leave with something.
Yeah.
Truly leave with something.
You know what I noticed too, Amanda, like when I was stalking your Instagram, even though this is now the third episode where I said I'm spending less time on Instagram, but I looked around Amanda, what is your Instagram for everyone who's going to go stalk you right now?
My personal Instagram. Well, my business Instagram is Amanda DiNardo Coach, DENARDO. And our high value woman page is _HVW_movement.
Okay. And it'll be in the show notes too, but so just click below or wherever the show notes are on whatever platform you're listening to this on. But so when I was watching the video and the content from your event, I was so impressed with, first of all, like how everything looked. Like, it looked very luxurious. And I like that for women. I like that we can like treat ourselves and enjoy like a good, beautiful surrounding, especially, you know, I do think moms, like, I mean, sometimes we're like in a messy house and we're cleaning and they're doing this. And it's like, you've created this beautiful experience, not only aesthetically, but also in terms of the content. It was a diverse room. It looked like there were women from all, you know, different walks of life and bringing different energies into the space. And I was so impressed. I'm like, I want to be in that room. And I think so many women could benefit from that. Even just declaring that you are putting yourself in an event space where value and you being valued is at the forefront. We don't have that enough.
No. And we say, like, even just taking the action to come to this, right? Just for you clicking the button, right? To buy your ticket. That action step is so confirming that I'm stepping into this high value woman version of me.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Like, I love it. I love that. Just as.
What do you see? Like, and this is such a coaching question, but like, what becomes possible when women begin to identify as high value?
Oh, you should see the testimonies we're already getting in. It's amazing. Launching businesses, leaving dead end jobs, becoming coaches, right? Like, so I'm like, so I've already thrown your name out to a couple of the women who.
Oh, good. Send them my
way. Yeah, that's right.
I can bring the high value energy to the new classes. I love it.
Right. So yeah, wanting to be coaches so they can serve, you know, really inspire women.
Yeah. I would ask myself that. So like in coaching, one of the exercises that we talk about is like an embodiment exercise, you know, and it's like, how would, you know, Olivia show up like in my survival mechanism or, you know, on a anxiety day or low self-esteem day? And like, how would she talk? How would she walk? How would she, you know, just show up as even physically? And I think I was thinking about that in terms of the high value woman. I'm like, wow, what does it look like for you to show up high value? And I don't even mean like expensive.
Right, right.
Or like, I mean like the value, how you value yourself. That woman literally is going to walk different. She's going to talk different. She's going to dress different. And she's going to have this like magnetism about her. I just think we as women need to be in more spaces like this more often.
Yeah. And that's why I think to your point about the aesthetic, right? We want you to get dressed up and feel that value. You know, when you put some red lipstick on and a cute outfit that you feel better.
Yes.
You delight in your, like I delight in flowers and beauty, right? Why would we not put ourselves in spaces like that? That's what a high value woman does.
I haven't heard someone use the word delight like that. And I am delighted that you are delighted. And I'm not going to be able to stop using that word now. That's a very good way of putting it.
We don't do that. But to your point, wouldn't that future you who is believing she's a high value woman put yourself in spaces like that?
Yeah.
Create that kind of space for yourself.
Yeah. And this is a relatively new initiative, right? The events.
Yes. Yeah. We launched it last year. I was hosting smaller events that I titled High Value Woman. But we really brought it together and had, and created that vision and mission for the, for, these events. And there's a need. There's totally a need.
I know. I want to collaborate on one for sure.
We're definitely going to.
It would be amazing.
We're definitely going to.
And I know that we're like beyond the craziness of 2020, 2021, we can all hug each other at the door.
Yes, yes, we're definitely hugging. Lots of hugging.
Yeah. Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
That's so cool. I really like this. I was moved by watching some of the, you know, stuff that you were sharing and also just bringing a lot of yourself into what you've been doing, I think is really interesting. Like I stalked your school. I mean, I do stalk a lot of our guests, obviously, because I want to make sure I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I stalk you too, so it's fine.
I was very, we made sure we're real.
My Valentine's
I'm
date.
I'm really impressed. And I also like, just because of the, you know, content of this podcast too. Like you have a really cool business model, like, you know, having the group coaching, and I know you do some one-on-one stuff too, but if you haven't, like I said, go to Amanda's Instagram and look at some of her stuff. If you're trying to figure out how to build your coaching business. And we talk a lot about like, there's a lot of different ways to hit six figures, and you've now like through partnership have an event, you have your school, which is for more like group coaching style.
Yep.
You have one-on-one. And I think it all just meshes together so well. Don't copy her stuff, everyone, but like go look and get inspired, because it's a really, I have mad respect for a nice business model.
I thank you for speaking that life to me right now.
Oh yeah. Did you need that?
I needed that today. Thank you. That's yeah. Awesome. And I do. I love it. When I think about the life that I wanted to create, right? I love beauty. I love getting dressed up. I love the florals. I love connecting. I love parties, right? All the things.
Yeah.
This is my business.
Yeah.
I never.
That's stunning.
I'll never forget. I went to this workshop and this woman, she was a world champion beatboxer, like. But she won. It was amazing. Yeah, I can't do it. But she, I mean, she was beating guys, and I don't know what you would call it. But she also at one point wanted to be a teacher, but didn't love the bureaucracy in schools. Didn't want to be tied to that schedule and all the things. Right. So she starts beatboxing on the streets, stepping into all that discomfort, becomes this world champion, and now is helping children with speech issues with the beatboxing. So she blended her love for music and teaching. There is a way for every single person to create the life that, and I'll say co-create because I'm a believer. My higher power is God, but right. We can create whatever kind of life that we want. And I'm seeing it come to life, and it's amazing and beautiful and glorious.
Yeah. That's a good story too, because I think sometimes people, they have such a vast, like multi-passionate life. And I mean, I think that's what makes you so unique, and whether you choose to channel that into art or business or, you know, even in a traditional job, like allowing yourself to fully embrace all of the parts of yourself, that's what a full life is. I mean, we have found that through business, obviously. And I think that's such a great way. Women are just the best business people anyway. Like, we have no give up. We don't stop. Like, I like that for us. And we're just natural creators, right? Yeah. So I'm like, if I'm not pregnant, I'm going to have to build this business more because I have to be creating.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I'm the same way. The wheels are always turning in the best way possible, right?
I mean, it's just exciting. Like, it keeps me up at night in a good way. I mean, I need to catch up on some sleep this weekend when my kids are at their dad's. I know that a lot of people listening to this, I like see you. I hear them. They're saying to themselves, like, I have that too, but I probably couldn't do it. Or, but like, my circumstances are different. And like, they're probably not. I don't think we went down and like, we haven't told like all of the bad behind the scenes things, but everybody has them. Everybody.
And this is why bringing women together in a vulnerable way, you realize not only everyone's caught some pain, but you also realize we all have a crazy lady in our brain. And it just normalizes things. So like, it's so endearing to be in that space and walk away and be like, okay, I'm not alone.
Well, also it's like, if you didn't have like an ego or a crazy lady or like a conscience or whatever, like that might be worse of a problem. Like everyone's like, be fearless. I'm like, that might be a personality disorder. I don't know. No, you can have some fear. It's actually probably healthy to be cautious and to be smart,
right?
And to, you know, take input from your surroundings. But are you choosing from that place, or are you, you know, listening to that vision or that purpose or that calling? Or that, you know, I always joke with people who are like, I pray all the time. And I'm like, but did you listen to the answers to your prayers? And they're like, I didn't get any. I'm like, did you get like a fleeting message though? Did you get like a little dream where there was like this thing happening? Did a book fall into your lap? Did a sign pop? Like, you know, I think we just are like, oh no, that wasn't for me. And it probably was.
That's what I'm saying. We fall back into the doubt so quickly because we become like the but women instead of the and women. Like, yeah. I want this and I get to have it.
Have a nice butt, but don't use butt in a sentence.
Yes. Check that out. Check that box. Check that
box. Oh God. Well, I'm really happy you were here. We kind of went through your Instagram and all of that, but you also have something that they can get on your website, right?
Yeah. So at my coaching school, the doors are open right now. Again, it's just for that coaching I go through. There's 12 course topics, confidence, and that, like we talked about this, right? The ego, the stepping into that really impeccable identity. So you're not living in that living hell place, time, money, all of it, all of the areas that we get so blocked. Like if you can just find some freedom in that, your whole life's going to transform.
Right. And it's also the accountability piece. So when we're like, oh, when that like negative voice is coming up or whatever, you need to have somebody there to like reel you back in, Right. And so especially I feel like if you're starting business, and we say at IGC all the time, work for yourself, not by yourself, you need to surround yourself with people who have a little bit of what you want or who are working towards the same things. Because if we are going to go sit around the family table with our mom who's unhappy, or our brother, or our sister, or our cousins who aren't doing what they want in their life, or our friends from high school, or our neighbors, we're going to get, it's so much easier to talk yourself out of your dreams when you're not sitting at the table with people who are on the same wavelength.
Oh my gosh.
So I never say like, you don't abandon them, but you spend more time at the other table.
Yeah. My mom, when I first started my business, she's like, Amanda, what are you thinking? You got two kids to raise. I mean, that knocked me out for a good week, but if I was not coaching my brain or had a coach at the time, I would have been so blocked in that, and it would have blocked the blessings and it would have blocked my progress, right? Because that default thought of like, oh, am I doing the right thing? And then the mom guilt that creeps in, right?
Yep. Yep. I remember telling my dad that I was leaving my teaching job and walking away from a $25,000 bonus, which I didn't want to accept morally anyway, because it was because my kids did good on state tests, which I also don't know how they did good on because I did not drill and practice those, but good for them. And he was like, that is so dumb. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to make more than $25,000 this summer in my coaching business, which I did and never looked back. But I also... I talk about it like, oh yeah, look me dad now. But I was fucking terrified.
I was terrified
when I made that choice. And I laid awake wondering if it was the right choice. And I was thought maybe I was, you know, screwing things up for myself, for my family. But
if it scares you, it's for you.
Yeah.
Right? Like that was another anchor thought. We actually ended our last High Value Woman event with that song, that Daydream song.
Do I know it?
Don't quit your daydream. It's your life that you
Okay.
It ain't big enough. So, I think we have to normalize that too. I think we see, you know, it's easy to fall into that comparison trap. Like, oh my gosh, they're not struggling. And it must be so easy for them. No, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
And now I just tell all my crazy ideas to people who I like know will support them.
Oh yeah.
So if you're, that's like my whole thing about like reach out to Amanda, reach out to IGC if you want to be trained. If you need coaching, Amanda's great for that. It's really the accountability thing. It's just going to move you so much further, so much faster.
Yep. Like,
imagine waking up and the norm was to feel like a high value woman. That should be the norm.
Oh, yeah. Breathe that in, right? Like every morning with your cup of coffee.
I like just sleep in silk robes now. I'm like, I am elite. I've been doing it for years, but it's also part of the vision. I like have this vision of myself, like, you know, as an older woman, like in my, I don't even want to give a number because someone's going to get offended, but I just picture myself like having this beautiful house on the water, walking around in silk kimonos all day, hosting women's events, teaching, doing paintings. I don't even know. It's like this whole thing. And I'm like, I don't have the house on the beach yet, but I'm like, I have a silk robe.
Mm-hmm, that's right. I have some evidence that I'm getting there. That's just it. That's what we, once you see the vision, it's like you get to crack the fishbowl that you've been placed in and you stop swimming around in circles.
Yeah. Gosh, what a crazy, I mean, our connection and synchronicities are crazy, but it's also just wild to kind of look back on things. And also like, I love the women just getting into business who are listening to this. Cause I'm like, you're already at a head start. If you're taking any, even if you took 5% of what Amanda or I said today, like you have a head start compared to where I was. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I think, cause I don't think I was hearing much of this dialogue when I was starting.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. So awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. We're going to share all your info.
Great. So great. Thank you. You're the best. Yeah,
we'll do it again. I'll come on your podcast too.
Yeah, you're definitely going to come on my podcast. And you're going to... Oh, you're a Leo too.
Are you?
Yeah.
No. What's your birthday?
August 9th.
Shut up! That's my birthday!
That's so crazy. Oh, okay, oh, this is good. Okay, all right,
I'm, we have the same birthday. We're really just getting to know each other.
I think maybe I'm gonna have to come down to Tampa. We'll have to, you know.
All right, yeah, we're gonna. I'm already trying to convince Amanda to do a Florida high value woman. We had a lot of women here who need that. So, thank you so much for being here. I'm gonna stop the recording so we can talk about how we're gonna celebrate our birthdays this summer. And everyone who's listening, thank you so much for being here. Share this episode with someone in your life who needs it, and go do what I did and stalk Amanda on Instagram. Bye.
Bye.
Let's face it, the world needs you and your clients are waiting. This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do. If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling. We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next six figures as a certified coach.